Fourth pack of Kirtan Mishnah Zayin. Hamaitzis Ishtoi Mishum Shem. A person who divorced his wife because there was a rumors that she was immoral, unfaithful. Lo Yachzir. He cannot remarry her. Why? Because we're concerned that he'll say afterwards that he thought that there was something wrong, but ended up there wasn't anything wrong, and therefore the whole divorce was mistakenly made. And it's going to be Moisi Laz that she says she's still married. So the same thing, if a person divorces his wife because she makes nedarim, also he should not bring her back, because also a similar situation that he would were concerned that he would say that if he would know that he could remove the nedarim or the like, or that he thought that she would make more nedarim than she really made, and therefore he's going to make a claim that the get was not a good get. Therefore, at the time of the divorce, we say you should know if you're divorcing your wife because of these rumors of Maisi Shemra, that she's unfaithful or making nedarim, you anyway will never be able to remarry her, and therefore you can't make a statement that if you would have thought such and such and such, you know, it's finished, final. Yehuda understands the svarah that you're not allowed to remarry a woman who makes nedarim, is because Chazal didn't want women to constantly make nedarim, get into trouble with nedarim, and therefore he felt that if it was publicly made many nedarim, then that's considered a woman that is very she doesn't take the concept of nedarim seriously, and therefore you say that you should divorce her, not take her back. But if the nedarim were made privately, then he can take her back. Rav Meir holds like this for the first Tana, that the concern of nedarim is that he's going to be mitzi laz that the get was made on false pretense. But he says that's only if the neder was a type of neder which she had to go to a chacham to be matir. Then we say that he has to divorce her on condition not to take her back. But if it's a neder that he himself could have been matir, then he can't. We have nothing. No, there's no concern, because he can't say afterwards that if I would have known that somebody else would be matir, I wouldn't have divorced her. He himself should have been matir. If he didn't bother being matir himself, that's a sign that he's okay with the neder, and therefore he will not be able to be mitzi laz that the get was given with an understanding that she shouldn't have the neder is removable. Rabbi Lezela, Osher Zel Nizeh. He says, Lamaisa, they made Xerah on both types of Nadarim, both the one that needs a heter of a chokh and both the one that he could be matter himself, because they don't want there to be confusion about the issue and then come out of a situation that there will be a laz in her. So, bottom line, according to Rabbi Lezer, as long as the reason why he's divorcing her is because of Nadarim that she made, we tell him, I cannot remarry her. A person told his wife, I'm going to make a neder about myself, I'm not going to divorce you. And he divorced her, and the Chachamim permitted him to remarry her. Now the question is, what does that have to do with saying till now? Till now we're talking about the woman was making neder. Now we're talking about when the husband made a neder. The Gemara says there's something missing, a shortened lashon of a Mishnah, and this is really what it means. That the Mishnah should be saying that which we said, that if he's Moitz Mishum Neder, he can't remarry her, that's when she made the Neder. But if he made the Neder to divorce her, then he can take her back, because we're not Choshish of any type of Kilkulim coming out of such a situation. And at that, Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda brought a Maisa that verifies the situation, that person made a Neder, that he's going to ask her all the food of the world on himself. He doesn't divorce her, and he did divorce her, and the Lamaisa permitted him to get remarried, because the whole reason why when she makes the Nadarim he can't remarry her is because of the Tikkun Olam. Now, as Mifnei Tikkun Olam, he was saying that since when she makes the Nadarim and he divorces her as a result of that, there's a Tikkun Olam not to remarry her, so that he shouldn't claim afterwards that the divorce was on false pretense. But if he made the neder to divorce her, then that's like a regular person made a neder to do an act, then he divorces her, and afterwards he can remarry her.